4 years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment Warfare Series. We are deep into my assignment on why evil attacks. And if you were with me last week, if not, go back to case number 9 in my warfare series, and I discuss why evil can attack people, how that even happens. And this is all coming from a question that I get all the time as an ordained chaplain, which is, why do bad things happen? And so if that's something you've ever pondered, I want you to go back and listen to case number 9. Today we are going to move on to case number 10, and that is when evil attacks places, as in haunted houses or certain areas, and I want to try to break that down. I want to clarify something. I don't know everything, okay? I want you to know that because I do my best to dispense what I know directly from the Word of God, because there has to be a rule, a book of law and authority, and that is the Bible. That is the Bible for me. And I will let you know to the best of my ability what the Bible is saying. However, there are times I'm going to let you know what I think it is, what I think things are, my personal opinion, and I'm going to let you know that too. So I don't want anything to ever be taken out of context, because sometimes that can get to be a pretty scary thing. And plus, I don't want a bunch of feedback on people going, hey, that's not in the Bible. So sometimes the Bible doesn't go over every little detail. It's the truth. I'm not necessarily saying there are gray areas. I'm just saying there are some topics the Bible does not discuss to the best of our ability. But it does give you a good background and basic reasoning and understanding on how things should go. So, again, I will be letting you know what I think is my opinion and what is actually said in the Bible when the situation should arise. Okay, so let's first of all go over haunted houses, haunted structures, and haunted buildings. There are two different theories on why this may happen, and mainly from those who are considered Christian ministers, leaders, whatever you want to call them. And I'm going to take one of those sides because I do agree with it. So you have to realize something, ladies and gentlemen. When people who don't walk with the Lord, people who aren't Christian or have committed their life or are covered by the blood of Christ, let's put it that way, when they pass on, when they die, the spirits they may have in them, they don't die too. You can't kill spirits. Spirits are always going to go somewhere. And typically my reasoning is, my biblical reasoning is, they go back to what they love. So when these spirits that are not of God, I don't want to scare you, but okay, demons. Can I just say demons and devil and hell and all those words nobody wants to say? Let me just say them and make it easier on me. So I don't have to candy coat anything here. Demons, okay? When people have demons in them and they die, those demons do not die. They go back to what they love is my best biblical reasoning on that. And if they love their house and they love being where they are, they're going to go back to their house and their property, these demons. And there is a biblical reference called familiar spirits, where they take on the familiarity of what they loved. So it could very well be that something is evil that was in someone that passed, and they take on that person's persona and their physical appearance, and they take on, you know, I don't know, they can look just like them. People, because they're created in the image of God, can sense things. Even if someone says, I don't believe in anything, because they were created in the image of God, they can still sense things. You can sense when something's going on. Everybody has a built-in intuition switch in their mind just because they were created in the image of God. How developed that switch is depends on how spiritual of a person you are, but everybody has that ability. It's just a God-given birthright to have intuition. And you know when something's not right, and when someone is a spirit, when something's a spirit form and it comes back, you feel it. You ask anybody who was a skeptic and they had to deal with paranormal issues, they'll tell you, oh, I believe now because I felt it. The hair on the back of my neck would stand up. I could feel it. My heart would race. I didn't even believe in these things, and I knew there was something going on. And that's just coming from believing. Just that that belief comes from just being created in the image of God. Just a little thought starter here. I always, you know, can't help but ponder people who consider themselves atheistic specifically, which means that they don't believe in anything, basically, but yet they're always, always posting or saying something that is anti-Christ, anti-God. I don't really see them pick on too many other religions as much as they pick on Christian people. And I can't help but wonder, you know, why they do that and they go out of their way, because if you don't believe in something, it's dead, it's done, put a period on it, it's over. But yet you have to come back and constantly bring it up and try to go against people who believe in things constantly. Try to go against the Bible. Try to go against the Christian faith. I often refer to, I had a classmate I went to school with who was a devout atheist. He was a pastor, and I still call him pastor. And people are like, why do you call him pastor? Because he's still a pastor. Now, what he's pastoring may not be the same thing, but when you're a leader and you are on that white horse, you're going to be leading. And he may not be on the white horse anymore, but he's still leading. And unfortunately, he's leading people in a path that it goes against what the teachings of Christ are, which is a path of destruction. So I just bring that up because I just noticed that he's, you know, especially initially when I went on Facebook, it was constant posts. I'm going to do a seven-day tyrant and post on why God and Jesus and the Bible is wrong. You know, going out of your way. Listen, if you don't believe it, why don't you just let it go? And I don't think you can, because you're created in the image of God and there's a conviction there. Maybe you don't know, but say you don't know. Don't go against something, you know, that you say you don't believe in. That's just my little sidebar thought starter there for you today. I want to get back on topic here and talking about what haunted houses are. Haunted houses, when you have infiltration of spirits, it's not always a good thing. Probably 99% of the time, it's not a good thing. If you study paranormal science, and I have for years, I haven't just studied the religious philosophy behind spiritual things. I've also studied paranormal science. I wish there was a degree in it. I'd probably have a doctorate in it by now, trust me. But a lot of times in the scientific documentation of supernatural things, there will be appearances of cute little girls and things of this nature, little girls from the 18th century dressed with bows and white gowns. And a lot of people think, oh, it's a little child spirit. Let's just learn to live with it, and let's learn to work with that. And that becomes a very bad thing, because that child spirit actually is the devil in disguise. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil is the author of lies. He's the great deceiver. He's a master of disguises. He will come in pretty little packages and pretty little girls and things like that to fool you into receiving and accepting. Because if you remember what I said last week, evil is always invited in. There's an invitation for evil. And if you have these things in your house, you don't want to continue to invite them in. You want to get rid of them. Are there situations where people who have crossed over that have gone on into the kingdom of heaven to come back? This is my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I do believe that is possible. I do believe that is possible, that people can get permission from the other side to come back after they've crossed over to bring comfort and balance back to somebody's life. Will they linger with that person? Probably not, because when the soul of man dies, it immediately departs and goes to be with the Lord, those who walk in the Lord. That's a biblical reference. And I do believe they have permission to come back. But listen, when you cross over, you don't want to hang out down here. Ask people who have died and come back to life, and they will tell you, it's depressing to have to come back after you've gotten just a bit of a taste of going over to the other side. You don't want to return. So it would be cruel to ask for our loved ones that have crossed over to come back and stay with us, because they need to be in eternity and get their crown and their robe and their reward with their Savior. Let them go. They suffered enough down here. Let them cross over and enjoy being where they're supposed to be with their Lord. But if in the case of, there are situations in the cases of grief and things where I believe that they can get permission to come back, either in a dream or even in a vision or whatever you want to call it. But I don't think they're going to stick around if they've gone to the kingdom of heaven. That's not the way it was designed. I base that biblically on the fact that when Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane getting ready to be crucified, The Bible says that Elijah and Moses came down and comforted him. They came down. Keep in mind that Elijah and Moses were probably dead by thousands of years at this point in body, but they came down and they comforted Jesus Christ because he had a mission to do, and that gave him strength and it gave him courage. Jesus being the physical presence of the divine, he still had every physical emotion you could think of, and one of them was stress. I mean, he was so stressed out about having to take on the sins of the world that it says he sweated blood. That is a scientific case where people have been so stressed out that they sweated blood. Evidently, if you Google it, you can find it. But in that situation, heaven did send down Elijah and Moses to comfort Jesus. So that's where I base my case on, the fact that if you are overtly stressed out and you need someone from the other side, I believe it will happen. I don't believe you should conjure it. Can you conjure dead people? Oh, yeah. According to the Bible, you can. If you go in the Old Testament and you read where Samuel had passed and King Saul had a psychic medium, conjure up Samuel because King Saul was scared to death he was going to die in an upcoming battle. So he basically asked Saul, who had crossed over through the medium, what was going to happen. And, you know, he should have been careful what he asked for, because Samuel basically told him, yeah, you're going to die tonight. So I'm sure he didn't want to hear that, but, you know, you got to be careful what you ask for. And also, you can see from the reference, if you study that further, that Samuel was not pleased at all of having to come over from the kingdom of heaven. Well, at that time, it was before the time of Christ, so paradise, whatever name you want to give that. He did not want to have to deal with anything in the earthen form, because he had already crossed over, and he was very annoyed at that. So anyway, those are actual biblical references. In the Old Testament, the biblical reference is you are not to, you know, consult with people about people who've crossed over, because people do have the gift and talent to do that. And you're not supposed to consort with them if you read in the things of the Old Covenant. The New Covenant specifically meaning after the time of Christ or during the time of Christ and afterwards. Not a whole lot is said, ladies and gentlemen. There is a reference in the Pauline books, which is Paul, the first missionary, where there was a young girl who evidently had an ability to see things. She was a psychic, and she was so annoying to Paul. Evidently, she would tackle along, travel behind him, and just constantly declare things about him. Like talk about things he was and things that will be and all this stuff. He got annoyed, and he actually used his ability and casted the spirit out of her. Doesn't really say if it was a good or bad spirit. Basically, he took it away from her, and she could no longer do it. And then if you continue reading, it says her parents got really mad because that's how they were making their money. They wanted to sue him and everything. So, but that just shows you that it is real. Again, you can Google that if you need to know more. Go get your Bible, look at it, Google it, figure out where it's at. But it is letting you know that it's very true. This stuff is real. You can conjure people from the dead. You're not supposed to do it. But I believe if you were to petition heaven and say, listen, I can't function, I need some help, I think something would take place on your behalf, just as a sense of comfort. But then it's not going to stick around. It would not be correct for anything to stick around. So these are people who believe in Jesus Christ or under the blood covenant, have crossed on and went to heaven. Again, the people that have not made the covenant relationship with Christ, their demons inside of them could easily come back to what they love, which would be the house, the territory, the area, the property of where they are, and cause havoc. And I think that people can feel that, even if they go, oh, I love this person that died. Their spirit's here. There can't be anything bad with it, but I know you feel that it's not right because bad things are happening. You got to realize it could be a familiar spirit, what the Bible recognizes as a familiar spirit. Okay, I know I'm talking a little fast. I hope you're following me on this. I want to go to point number two. And that is the haunted location, house, building, whatever, in a situation where something terrible took place in that building. Terrible. When that happens, you got to realize that the horrible thing that took place is automatically going to attract demons. Demons are attracted to evil, ladies and gentlemen, which is why you don't want to be in evil, surrounded by evil, or do evil things. All sin and come short of the glory of God, but if you do these things, you need to make sure that you ask for forgiveness. Say the Lord's Prayer. Say it every day. Cover yourself. Because you don't want to be in any way associated or have evil upon you, in you, or around you, because it attracts more evil. It attracts evil spirits. So let's say, unfortunately, somebody was murdered. Something horrible happened against somebody in a certain location. The more horrible the situation, the more the demons are going to run and praise and be proud and happy and celebrate in that location till the end of time, unless somebody takes care of the situation. I've personally had situations where I've had to deal with this issue. Personally, two times in my life I've had to deal with this issue. And I want to let you know because I think it's going to help you grow. The first time I was a very small child, about the age of 3, when I started to realize I had some kind of ability, though I didn't know anything about anything. All I did was I saw things. And we lived in a house. I grew up in southwestern Virginia, the southwest part of the state of Virginia. And we lived in a house. And this particular house, evidently, a man was shot on the steps of this house. And I don't know the details of it, but I do remember, even as a child as young as 2 or 3 years of age, I couldn't sleep at night, and I remember small figures, I can still see them, which I know today are demons, would wake me up and were very kind with me and would say, hey, you want to play? Let's go to the steps. I'm going to teach you how to fly down the steps, Karen. You can do this. And they were literally teaching me like wizardry and witchcraft in the middle of the night, and right where this man had died on the steps, my feet would pick up and I would fly right down to the steps. I specifically still remember these details. The second incident was when I was working in the ghetto. I was doing a lot of chaplaincy work, inner city, hands-on street work, ladies and gentlemen, for about 3 years. And the building that I was in had some issues. It was an older building, and downstairs, evidently, there was a minister who, hate to even say this, but he was molesting little girls. Doesn't even roll off my tongue. I feel so bad. So feel so horrified at that. But evidently he was doing it in a particular area downstairs, and there were all kind of supernatural things happening down there. I mean, we had our sports equipment down there for the kids to play with, and things would fly off the shelf. You try to walk down the steps if you're a girl, and I've even had this happen. It felt like someone's going to push you down the steps. Just horrible senses and feelings down there. I saw things happen down there. I went in case line and I told you about, I saw lights blinking in a particular room and manifestations, which I still have on tape, on record, because I had a camera down there. But you know what? I don't want to get into any too much of the shock and awe of that, because that's not the point. The devil can do these things. And you know, a lot of people are attracted to it like they're attracted to a horror movie or a haunted house. Stay away from that stuff. That's not the point. There is evil in this world. There's stuff like that going on. You don't have business using that for entertainment. If you're in the battle of good and evil, and especially if you're gifted to battle this type of evil, you need to be doing it. You need to be hands-on battling this type of evil. So anyway, when bad things happen in a certain location, it can attract evil spirits. And there are people that are very gifted in being able to get rid of evil spirits, whether they're through someone who's crossed over that had demonic entities inside of them, or whether it's through residual energy that is attracting evil, as we just discussed. You know, there are people, again, who are holy people who know how to handle these situations, who are very trained in that. I consider myself one of these people. However, if you believe in the Jesus Christ that I believe in, you don't have to worry about that. You can just go take care of it yourself. All you have to do when you come into these situations is plead the blood of Jesus. There are other things that you can do to get rid of evil in certain locations. I worked with a particular Protestant. He was a ghetto preacher, and he was one of the people that I called to go downstairs and take care of the situations I was having in the building. He was fearless. I had no fear myself. I was in a good place to be, but you know what? There's strength in numbers. When I'm busy doing my job and I can have someone go down and take care of it, every single day I would do it. I'll never forget him. He brought the biggest bottle of oil with him. I'm like, man, you're either going to do some major business downstairs or you are making a mean pot of sauce. I don't know which it is, but God bless you. You go take care of that. So anyway, just to let you know, you're not alone. There are people very trained. But when you get someone to do this, you need to get someone who has been covered by the blood of Christ to handle this, where they're going to make the situation worse. You go online and you do searches on Google for help or whatever, for having issues, spiritual issues in your home or your location. You need to understand paranormal investigators are not necessarily paranormal mitigators, okay? They'll go in and go, heck yeah, you got a problem, and they're out the door. And guess what? They just stirred it up. You got to be careful who you invite into your house. Make sure this is a holy person that understands the principles and the teachings and the laws of Christ when they come into your house to take care of these situations. Don't mess with anybody else. You know, I see these shows, they tell you to go get a Reiki master, go get a Wiccan, go get a shaman, a medicine man. Listen, if you walk with Christ, you don't have any business doing any of that. You're going to make it worse. You may have a clearing period for 2 or 3 months, but I promise you it'll come back. It'll gather itself. It'll come back with a vengeance. Even in the Bible, when Jesus Christ casted out the demonic spirit out of the man, he talks about the spirit will leave. If you don't keep the vessel clean and swept, the spirit will go and travel over dry areas, arid areas, and bring back with it 7 more demonic entities to enter the same person. So the fact that it traveled to gather up more spirits and bring them back lets me know that there may be a clearing for 2 or 3 months while the spirits go back and get more spirits and bring them back into your house with a vengeance. Don't let anybody in to help you that's not covered by the blood of Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes these people don't go online. They just look forward to divine intervention to bring in the people on their path that really need their help. So you need to pray, God, please bring someone in my path, a holy person that can help me mitigate this problem. I'm not an investigator, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care. There are a million ways that evil can come into somebody's house. There's 100,000 different portals to allow that to happen. I don't get involved in that. I don't care. Let's just get rid of it. Listen, if you had bed bugs or cockroaches, you want to bring in a team to let you know how you got them? Or do you just want someone to come in and go, you know what, we're just going to get rid of this? That's the type of thinking you need to have with this. It's not entertainment. It's not fun. And if you've ever been tortured by demonic entities in your house, you know what I mean. You don't want it. You just want it to go away. All right. So that's the two ways that evil can attack somebody in their own house, in their own presence. Is it true that spirit boards can conjure up spirits? Absolutely. I mean, do research on the Ouija board and how that came about, the creators of that. They'll just upright tell you that we don't know how it works. To be honest, we don't know. It just does work, and we made millions off of it. Is it true that you can actually bring things home with you and into your house attachments? It's absolutely true. Again, there's a million ways that you can open up a portal to invite even an evil into your home. Me, I consider myself someone that can do this type of work. I'm very picky about who I let in my house. Oh, very picky, ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you, if you're not a good person, if you come in my house, you're going to feel it. I just had somebody the other day want to sit in the garage and talk. I just didn't even want to come in the house. I know why. I know why. There's a presence in my house. There's a light in my house. And if you walk in darkness, you're not going to like that light. Be careful who you let in your house even. Sometimes you have to cleanse your house just by the people you let in your house. Not all people are good people, ladies and gentlemen. They may be very, very good off and well off in their life walk. They may have great things in their life. The Bible says it rains on the good and the bad, rains on everybody. Good things can happen to people who don't believe in the Lord. Make no mistake about that. But that doesn't mean that they're not dragging something in your house. I always kind of worry about what people drag in your house. I do. I know the devil really would love to have something dragged in my house. I've had things dragged in my house. I've had things happen. Got rid of it immediately. It was never a problem after that, never an issue. But be very aware that there's a whole new walk and a whole new realm going on. And it's not all fairies and unicorns, ladies and gentlemen. It irritates me to no end when you have spiritual people who just constantly talk about all the good stuff and, you know, all the love and the light and all that stuff, which is, I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying that there's a whole other side to the spirit realm that nobody wants to talk about. All right? That's the devil and his demons in a place called hell. So I don't mind talking about it. It's very real. And you've got to, you need to make sure that your footsteps are ordered. You need to make sure you're not dragging stuff in. Next time, I'm going to be discussing when evil attacks through things and objects and how that happens. But I want to be very clear about spaces and hauntings. Most of us don't move into a brand new house. We move into a structure that was already there and that was already, that somebody had already lived there. Their presence was already there. And you don't know what they were, who they were, what they had on them and in them. So before you move in any house, ladies and gentlemen, bless it. At very least, do a blessing on your house. That might save you the steps of having to do an exorcism later or deliverance process, as we call in the Protestant world. I don't know if you have questions, but if you do, you can contact me. I'm very easy to contact, mainly through private messaging is a good way to get me. You can hit me up. I'll find a way to get back to you if you are having issues or you need help. It's not fun when evil attacks. It's not fun when it's in your dwelling. You feel like you're being watched all the time. Weird things happen. Stuff disappears. It's annoying. The devil's annoying, okay? It's very annoying. All right? So listen, pray. Say the Lord's Prayer every day. Swing around the blood of Jesus if you believe in it. If you believe in Jesus Christ, are you using your weapons? Do you know what you need to do? You know, when you have a house that's having issues, open up your Bible. Don't leave a Bible closed. Open it up. Draw your sword. You open that Bible, you're drawing your sword. There are things, and we have our own, what they would call divination tools. We have our own blessed things that we can use, like the displaying of crosses and open Bibles and things of that nature that will help us. And the devil hates it, hates to see those things in somebody's house, kind of keeps them away. But be careful who you ask for help, ladies and gentlemen. Someone has to walk with the Lord. Get a holy person that is ordained or walks with the Lord to help you with your spiritual problems, okay? All righty then. Well, listen, I've had a good talk. I hope you got something out of this. Next week, we're going to go over case number 11 and when evil things are attached to items. All right? God bless you. We will see you next time on the Eden Assignment. You take care and bye-bye.